com'è gentil la notte a mezzo aprì.
We were savoring a casual dinner of cold cuts, cheeses, vine-ripened tomatoes, and a good Chianti when Luciano Pavarotti joined us on the patio of our rented house in Tuscany. Actually, the famous Italian tenor was in a handheld tape player beside our dinner table. Pavarotti's pre-recorded voice rose and fell with such richness, it breathed a special radiance into the sunset over the vineyard and olive grove that sloped gently downward until giving way to the next rise in the small village beyond. An accident got us into the habit of taping music for our travels. 20 years ago, I was making repeated visits to Moscow, where Spartan Soviet rooms had no electrical amenities except for KGB eavesdropping equipment. So, I had pre-taped musical albums to keep me company in my otherwise dreary rooms. One night, I put on a tape of Tchaikovsky, and the soul of this lumbering, menacing mystery of a nation came alive right there in my room. Thus began a 20-year custom that continues to this day. A few years ago, I backpacked high into Idaho's Sawtooth Mountains. As I bushwhacked above Redfish Lake toward a peak called Warbonnet, three osprey soared and dived in thermal drafts of a hot August day. Their choreography seemed magically attuned to the song A Lark Ascending, which pulsated through my headphones and into my mind to form a oneness of indescribable beauty. A few weeks from now, school will be out, and I'll prepare my pickup for the Rockies. When I pull away, this will be on my CD player.
I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes.
This is Les O'Coin.
Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone.